Back to 10 Down with Terry and David.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello. David, do you have Stockholm Syndrome?
What's Stockholm Syndrome?
Really? ChatGPT it there.
Now, is this going to be another joke that you have on me?
I think you have Stockholm Syndrome.
What? I'm speaking to the mic when I should be speaking to the phone. What is Stockholm Syndrome? Stockholm Syndrome is a term used to describe a situation where a person who is being abused, held captive, I don't need to read anymore, yes, that is me, controlled develops positive feelings, loyalty or emotional attachment toward the person harming or controlling them. So yes, I have Stockholm Syndrome. The idea originated after 1973 bank robbery in Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh yeah, I didn't really hear this.
Continue?
Yeah.
Where some hostages appeared to be sympathized with their captors after several days. People who have suggested it can occur because the victim depends on the abuser or the captor for survival. Small acts of kindness from the abuser can feel meaningful. The person who may physiologically adapt to it. It's too early. The person who may physiologically adapt to the reduced fear and cope the threatening situation. I'm now changing the caption on my Instagram to Stockholm Syndrome. How did you have that off the bat? You must write notes about how
I don't. No, I just got because he had a big Barney yesterday and I was like,
oh, we're going there, are we? Okay. Yeah. Are we going to tell the truth and nothing but the whole truth?
No.
Okay, but go.
No, because I know I was being crazy.
Oh, okay. But I wouldn't hold
it. At least I apologised.
Apologise, motherfucker. So is this current house the bank?
I think.
I'm the hostage.
Yeah, you're the hostage and you...
Jake is the copper.
Yeah, we keep it all... Basically, I was laughing, right? Because it dawned on me yesterday.
Look how much better my feet are. Look.
There's no words. They're turning into bark.
No, they're not. They're not.
They are. But it dawned on me yesterday when we were driving. I was like, David has Stockholm Syndrome. Me, Sydney and Miles keep him here. And the small acts of kindness make him think that we love him.
So you thought of that and then came into the house and had an absolute Barney?
No. I was thinking about after.
Oh.
After.
Right, okay.
See? Because I self-reflect all the time.
Okay.
On things.
Of course you do. I know you
do. I know, I really do.
I know.
I really do.
Speaking
do you want to hear a funny story that I self-reflected on for days and couldn't sleep over? Like I lost sleep over it. Long story short, me and David were in a... I don't want to give too much away because I don't want people to put two and two together, but we were in a situation where there was a lot of people and a middle-aged man came over.
I think I know where this is going.
And took a selfie with Sydney, and long story short, she was confused for someone else, I think. But when I seen it, I was like, what the hell, like what is going on, as any mother would. Like, do you agree
100%?
So anyway, I was like, oh no, like I absolutely didn't go mad, like, you know me, I'd be like very polite. So anyway, I was like, oh no, you can't do that, sorry, come here. And I was like, Sydney, come here. And she was like, oh, let's say this person's name was Dave because he had introduced himself to Sydney. She was like, oh, I want to get a picture with Dave. And I was like, no, Sydney, come over here. Like, we don't know him. Like, and I was like, sorry. I was like, it's just, I don't share on social media and I don't know you. And he got really awkward. And then he was trying to explain to me how he knew her and he didn't. He was confusing her for someone else. And long story short, he got so awkward that he tripped. But he
walked backwards, fell over the foot. Was it a table or a footstool?
He fell over a table, but he didn't fall. He slow-mo 007, legs in the air, rolled backwards. And David was at a bar. And
I was at the bar and walking back towards where Terry was. And I just seen this fella's legs go up in the air. But it was like he went stiff and then his legs just went up.
Because he was in his 70s probably.
And But I thought you hadn't seen what happened. So I was walking over to go.
And goes, here, I'm after seeing some fella like falling over and his legs went in the air. And I was like, yeah, because of me. And I was like trying to explain it, but I couldn't get up and help him because I had Miles sitting beside me on a chair. And if I had stood up, he would have fell off. So I was like grabbing Miles, trying to get to him. Anyway, long story short, I went over just to explain to him why I was so like, oh no, we can't take pictures of Sydney. And he was like, don't worry, I understand. I think he thought she was someone else, which is fair and that's fine. But well, we didn't sleep over that. Like I did not sleep because I was like, that poor man, da da da. Like, you know, because I could only imagine how he felt. I don't, like there was no malice, but like, you know, when you're a mom and you see someone of that age.
Come here. It was probably the better thing that it was you that seen
actually,
him do this.
It had nothing to do with the age. It was nothing to do with the age. It was just
the fact that the man does...
Anybody.
It was a woman.
Yeah, it was weird.
But it's probably the gods, the Greek gods came and told us that it was you because...
Would you have been upset?
I would have been fuming.
Yeah, it's weird. It was weird, but
if a man decides to take a photograph with my daughter without my consent, a random person,
so weird.
I would have immediately went over and said,
but the context
what
wasn't
are you doing?
There. As in like, we didn't realize he thought that she was someone else.
I know that.
Oh God. But girls, I didn't sleep. Anyway, that was a random story thrown in. But yeah, when I say I didn't sleep for a week... I kept waking up at 4 a.m. being like, Jesus Christ.
Do you think he cares?
No, but like I'd hate to make someone feel like they've done something really wrong. Do you know the way? Like when they haven't. And like, that's why I went over to him just to explain to him why I was like,
but you shouldn't have
so
to explain
shook.
Yourself. The way the world is gone right now.
But like, you'd hate to make someone feel like they're doing something
I know
awful.
What you're. I know what you're saying because I've said this to you before years ago. I was at a festival. It was like a daytime, like kids festival thing. I think it was in Malahide Castle.
Yes.
And I was walking from one side of the festival to the other side. I think it was coming from the toilet. And I noticed there was a young girl, I'd say probably 7 or 8. Now the place was rammed with people. I noticed from a distance that she looked lost.
Yeah.
It's like that parent instinct that you're like, that child looks like it's lost. And you kind of hang around for a second and you look on.
Are they okay?
Are they okay? And next of all, I could see her face was starting to get, it was
panic.
And I was like, all right, she's definitely lost. So I walked over to her and as I got within maybe 6 or 7 feet, unfortunately, the way the world is, I had to stop.
Because you're a man.
And I had to go at a distance going, are you okay? And she was like, I don't know where my mom and dad is.
Oh,
and
God.
I was, my heart just sunk. And at that point, we had no kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And I was like, that's okay. Come with me and I'll bring you over. And looked around and I seen that there was a tent for a customer service or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, come with me and we'll try and find your mommy. And she start walking with
Isn't
me.
But, so scary.
But unfortunately, I had to keep that distance.
I know, because you're worried.
Because
like...
back in the day, if you've seen, like if the world was normal, I would have just went over and said, take my hand, I'll bring you over here.
I know.
You know, but you can't do that.
No, you can't. I think in that situation as a man, if I was you, I would look for a woman and be like, hey, look, come here, she's lost. And I don't, as a man, I just don't want to approach her. Like, can you go over and help? That's exactly what I think a man should do in that situation. Because unfortunately...
And now it's...
God, that's deep. Let's get off this.
And one more thing. That has sprung to mind since now we're on this topic. How did we even get on this topic?
I don't know.
Yeah, you were telling your story. I'm sure everybody or a lot of people seen what happened in the States a couple of weeks ago where a dad pulled in at a filling station and I don't know why I said filling station, petrol station, filling station in the States, and he brought his daughter into the toilet, but instead of going into the male toilet, he brought his daughter into the female toilet.
I've seen that.
And a woman walked into the female toilet as she would and got as far as the sinks and realized that this man was in there with his daughter. And she went back out and told her husband. He came in and caused
murder.
Chaos.
And he started abusing
your man
the guy.
Abusing
so
him
he set
and he set up his phone and like his daughter was washing her hands. Please tell me how someone else would deal with that situation because I would have dealt with that a lot
but like,
differently.
This is actually a question for listeners, right? David has often been in situations where Sydney's asking to go to the toilet. And you've said that you don't feel comfortable bringing her into the men's toilet because no. like they're going to the toilet in the urinals. Like, yeah. And obviously it's not ideal to be bringing a little girl in there. So like,
it depends on the setup of the toilet, because when you walk in, right, because it happened only the day coming back from the north.
Yeah, but I'd prefer if she was in a woman's toilet.
No, but...
But like, as my question for the listeners is, if you've seen a daddy bringing his daughter into a toilet, would you bat an eyelid or would you be bothered?
Mm.
Do you know, because personally, I absolutely wouldn't. I'd prefer to see a dad bringing a child into women's toilets.
What I was saying was, it depends on the setup, because obviously women go into, when they go into a toilet, there's no urinal on the wall.
Mm.
You walk in and they're cubicles. So the setup of a men's toilet, if depending on the size, but you walk in, there could be a bit of space. There could be a gap around the corner before you actually see the urinal. So my issue is that when Sydney walks in, because of Sydney, who she is, she's like, she watches everything.
Yeah, she has questions.
She's like standing there, like she's trying to wash her hands, and you stand there and you can see in the reflection in the mirror, like four or five lads going to the toilet.
I know.
That's my problem.
Yeah, it's
weird. Coming back from Belfast last week, I brought her into the toilet in the petrol station.
Did you bring her to the men's?
I walked into the men's and it was packed, and I turned straight back out and she was like, I'm bursting. I was like, we waited until the...
Why didn't you come get me?
I'd be waiting until the stable toilet was free, and I brought her into the stable toilet.
Yeah.
That's where I went.
Where you go with her, yeah. But like, even when you bring her swimming and all, like, you can't bring her into the men's anymore, because like, no, men are walking around.
Sydney isn't... It's,
in their nude.
Yeah, it's not... I can't do that anymore now.
I just don't think, like, I don't think women would mind. Do you know?
I can't bring her into the women's changing room.
I know, it's tricky, isn't it? Like, what do you do with her?
Whatever, with the women's toilet. You can't bring her into the women's changing room.
But, like, I think in that case, like, there should be a family room, like, you know, that's available. But anyway, let us know what you think. Personally, I don't think that would be an issue in Ireland. Like, I think if I seen a daddy bringing his daughter in to do a wee, I'd be happier that she's there than in a men's toilet.
Mm.
Like, that's just personally.
But that's a personal thing. And I'm sure 80% of the women would agree with that.
I think 99% of women in Ireland would feel that way.
Mm.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Let us know. Okay. So what did we get up to on the weekend? We had my sister-in-law's birthday.
30th.
We had a babysitter until 12 o'clock and I was so sad to leave. I was so sad. I feel like that's when everything started getting like fun, because everybody's drinks were kicking in and we had to leave.
The clock struck 12 and Terry was like, we need to go.
12. But in fairness, I was glad for it the next day. But I don't think it was a mad one. I think they all like went home sensibly.
I think they all went home sensibly. But yeah, when you have kids and waking up the next morning, especially with young kids, and having, even if I had one beer and you just feel it, it's just not worth it.
Three glasses of wine ruined his week.
Yeah, but...
ruined his life.
No, that...
You're actually off the drink though, aren't you?
I am. Basically, I am. Because I'm not... actually have no desire.
Yeah.
No desire whatsoever. We went on that cruise the week before last.
I had one drink.
And I didn't even have a drink for the whole 5 days.
The only thing I can drink at the minute is either a beer or a spicy margarita.
Mm.
Like it's all I can drink. Like I love a glass of rosé in the summer.
Mm.
But lately I'm just like, I just fancy a beer, like, or...
It's more of a like a thirst, like a quench. That's what you're looking for. A quench of the thirst.
We also got a new mattress and David had to order a skip because it was €150 to have a mattress removed from our house. Isn't that mad?
Isn't that mad?
So it worked out better because we need a skip. If David got a skip, and then it's an extra €25 on top of that to get the mattress removed. So it was €185, was it?
And the guy pulled up yesterday and he said to me when he got out of the truck, he goes, so I've got a note here that you're getting rid of two mattresses. I said, no, just one. He goes, I don't know why she told me two. And I said, well, maybe because I told her it was a big mattress, she's put it down as two. I said, I don't mind paying to get rid of them. So I brought him up to the side of the house. I said, look through the fence. He goes, holy shit, that's big. I was like, yeah. And he said, how did you get that out of the house? He said, the woman that I took the call with, it was like the health and safety. He said, she's allowing us, he said, he shouldn't be allowing us to take our mattresses because they're a health risk. When I told him the description of what it's like to move that mattress by yourself, it's like trying to lift a dolphin out of the water.
Wow, David, that's what, he must have thought you were a weirdo. That's some description.
It is, because think about it, like it's like a dead, it's a dead wobbly weight. It's a Terry.
You said that to him.
I said to him, it's like lifting a dolphin out of the water and he pissed himself laughing.
Dave, that is so random.
I swear.
Would you not just say it was like moving a big Super King mattress?
No, because I had to give a different analogy to it.
Oh my God. Go on anyway.
They weigh a ton. They're wobbly. They're floppy.
Did he get rid of it?
What are you talking about? I haven't even touched the skip yet.
Oh.
He used to come back on Friday and collect it.
Right. Well, look, we've got a skip in the garden and a mattress that suits us. And we also went to Dermot Kennedy. How
did we forget
did
about that?
What did you think of that?
Is that our fourth attempt?
I think that'd be attempt number three.
Third attempt to get to Dermot Kennedy. We nearly didn't make it.
Nearly.
Yeah. Like, I mean, by the skin of our teeth.
By the skin. I'm in a funk at the minute. Like, I'm just in a funk.
You're doing these hand movements that people can't see and it's starting to like worry me.
I'm burnt out. I feel burnt out. I was looking up symptoms of burnout. And I should know them because they teach you so much about it in nursing.
And you know what? I checked it as well on ChatGPT and it told me to remove all sharp objects out of your reach. Because
I have Stockholm Syndrome.
Because I have Stockholm Syndrome. And then like, even you're like, you know, so this is what, now.
What?
The other night, I think we were asleep an hour. Right. I had left you an hour and you know what I'm getting to here. And obviously we're going through a heat wave. Everyone's windows are open. And in the kids' bedrooms, the Duolex window was open and the wind blew through and closed.
It slammed over
the bathroom door from the gust.
David was in the spare room.
And I was in the spare room, right? And I knew what it was. And
we weren't fighting.
I got a fright. Let me finish. I got a fright. Obviously woke me up. And then I got a text message from you going, what was that? And I was like, that was the kid's bathroom door. Next of all, I'd only just fallen back, about to fall back asleep. Next of all.
Why were you on your phone then?
Because I turned it off airplane mode. I turned it on airplane mode.
That doesn't answer the question.
It does. Why when you walked in.
I walked in, you were on your phone.
To put it on airplane mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Jake, I woke up to Jake.
Gobblers.com.
I woke up to Jake growling. Because someone had obviously walked down the landing and that somebody was you. And next of all, with a little torch in the pitch black, Terry's standing like with her head peeking through the door and she goes, what are you doing? And I was like,
no,
what?
I didn't. I said, what was that?
And I had already told you what it was. And then you just
didn't answer me.
You did. Or I did, I mean, right? Now you better not edit this out. You better not edit this out. Then you left. I actually said to you, I said, what are you looking at me like that?
He's,
I said,
he's
what
are you looking at porn.
I was like, what are you looking at? And you were staring down at my bottom area. I was like, what are you staring at? And then you just left. And then of course my phone's in airplane mode. I went back to sleep, woke up next morning with Miles. I was feeding the Miles and I was like, oh, better turn my phone back on. And I'm sitting there feeding him with the bottle and I turned it off airplane mode. Next of all, these two text messages come through from Terry that she had sent when she got back into bed at like 12:30. She's like, you having a wank? And I'm feeding the child. I was like, what? Where did you even get that from?
I was just checking. I wrote that out and I wet myself. I wet myself in the bed because I knew you weren't right. But I wet myself at the time you reading it.
And then I spoke about it again last night. I was like, why did you send that to me? And you're like, but where are you? I was like, yeah, with Jake in the room looking at me.
Probably, yeah. But I literally said to him, I was like, I sent it because the thought of you reading it made me laugh so much. Like,
I'm glad I turned my phone on airplane mode.
It's like when you get into bed and you know where to be the next day and it's like, literally I was in the bed like,
that's you.
So Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy was absolutely fantastic.
I knew he was going to be good. I just didn't think he was going to be that good. Did you see the stadium on the second night wasn't as full?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like the top part was like empty because they only put them on sale like last week.
Oh.
I feel like they didn't do enough promotion about it. Like,
am I right in saying that's his first like big, like Aviva? It's the first time he's ever played Aviva?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I just feel like the promo wasn't done very well.
Because I follow him on Instagram. I didn't see much about it at all.
If you're signed up to it, he's very good. Like he won't spam you, but like if you sign up to his newsletter, like I'm signed up, don't ask me why. Okay. He sends out random stuff. But guy, Aaron Rowe,
amazing.
I'm signed up for his tickets. Did you?
No.
For the 5th of December.
He's playing he's not playing the Academy. What's the other big place that he's playing? Is it Whelan's?
No.
Can't remember. But Aaron Rowe, who I had heard of and then forgot of, simply because he wasn't in my face. But Siobhan, Terry's business partner, sent it on to me when we were going on the cruise, and she said, oh, listen to Aaron Rowe, put him on your playlist. Amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's very good.
And I wasn't expecting him, of course, at Dermot Kennedy just turn up on the stage. And he seemed to come across quite emotional.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. No, he
Do you know he's from the South Side?
Yeah.
And our mates Dan and Stacey in Australia had used him as their day two for...
Yeah, he's going to be huge. You can tell he's going to be huge.
Nice lad.
But it was amazing. And I'm not really usually into gigs, but lately I'm really enjoying them.
But this summer has been busy with gigs.
Yeah, because I keep saying I had a not so hot girl summer last year. This time last year I was miserable. Miserable.
I'm miserable.
I was miserable. Like I had gestational diabetes, I had too much fluids, I was so uncomfortable.
Mm.
So I'm just so glad to feel normal.
Speaking of gigs, the big one is about to happen.
Yeah.
The weekend. Nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, what?
Nobody's talking about it.
There's going to be a bunch of weirdos at this.
Nobody's talking about it. Because I remember when I was telling Terry the weekend tickets were going on sale, Terry was like, right, I'm on it. Terry went online. She got two tickets. And then when you were in the queue, Terry said to me, where is he playing? And you were thinking he's going to play the Three Arena.
Mm.
I said, Croke Park. He said, there's no way he can sell out Croke Park. 3 days, sold out Croke Park.
Is Croke Park bigger than the Aviva?
Yes.
Is it?
85,000.
3 days.
85,000.
It's going to be epic.
5,000.
Yeah, it's going to be epic. His
show is like on par with the likes of Coldplay. It's all a visual.
Oh, I'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to that. We went to see the Odyssey movie last night as well. Another one that we nearly didn't mention. We didn't actually explain why we didn't nearly make Dermot Kennedy. Basically, in a nutshell, Miles... He's a little dreamboat. He goes down every single night at 7 o'clock. Do you think he went down? We had my sister babysitting, and normally we get the we'll leave Sydney up, but we'll get the baby down.
Did you just look at my armpit?
Yeah, because there's sweat underneath it. We put the baby down before, because it can be tricky doing both, can't it? Like, remember when I first had Miles, trying to get both of them down?
Yes.
Oh, holy God. But anyway, I didn't want to leave him awake with Borghazi. So me and David did multiple attempts to put him down. He's teeding at the minute, and it was just a fail. And we left this house at 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was expected to come on stage at half eight.
And we were running up the road at half eight.
We got to.
We heard him. We heard.
Yeah, I think we missed the first song.
Two songs
maybe. But we arrived at somehow. We left at 7:45, got to the Aviva at, now when I say to the Aviva, we parked the car at 8:20 and then we walked. I think we got into the Aviva at 9:29 or something.
Yeah.
But that was good going.
Mm.
That was very, I think because everybody was already in there.
That's how it was so good.
That's how we worked.
It was really good. And we went to see the Odyssey movie last night again. Nearly didn't make it because I'm just not feeling myself.
Can we just talk about the Odyssey movie?
Yeah.
We're not obviously give spoilers because it's not even released yet.
Spoilers, but no, you are. Like that's, well, like not spoilers, but like you're allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
That's the whole point in inviting media.
So my first thought before getting to the movie was, I done a bit of research on it. They've been making that for a long, long, long time. Christopher Nolan, who directed Troy. I do love my history movies. Troy, Gladiator is one of my top movies. I had an idea of that was the kind of the set that it was going to go with.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I found it difficult a couple of times to follow what was going on because it was going from left to right.
The first 20 minutes, I hadn't a clue what was going on. There was too many stories.
Molding into one.
All at once. And if I'm being completely honest, I would have turned that off if I had it on the TV, or I would have walked away. But the fact that I was locked in and my phone was zipped in a zip bag, I was like rattling. I was like, get me out of here. My attention span is not there anymore.
But
it's a slow start, but it's not a slow start because there's a lot happening.
That's why it was hard to follow, because so much was happening.
So much, and there's all these conversations and like storylines, and you're like, what? So if you do go see it, just know that that's the case. And I don't know if it's definitely not a girl, like as in the girlies wouldn't go together.
No.
As in, it's very gruesome. Very gruesome. Very hard gruesome. To watch at
there's
times.
There's parts where like that would traumatize like
anyone under the age of 35.
But the special effects, can you say special effects for sci-fi yeah. were amazing.
Yeah.
Like that first, so it's all about like the Greek gods and mythology. But that first god that appears, your man with the one eye.
I don't think they're gods. I think they were just like challenge the Cyclops you're talking about. I don't think that was a god.
Surely it was.
No, they're none of them are gods that they're facing. They were just like beings.
Okay.
And the gods sent them. Zeus sent them.
Ah. Okay.
Do you know?
Yeah, okay.
But gotcha. It's
But I'm saying that fella looked real.
Yeah. Weird.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it was weird.
Like it was kind of really a bit like, ooh, that looks a little bit too disturbing.
Yeah, it was weird. But I did enjoy it. I enjoyed the second half of it a bit more than the first half, I won't lie.
Mm.
But
Matt Damon have got himself in some shape.
Who's Matt Damon? Was that Matt Damon?
Yeah.
What? There was a lot of big names as well. And Zendaya wasn't in it that much.
No.
And it was really long. It was really good. It was really good. It's just, it was one of those movies where I don't think I'll ever watch again. Like, it was so overstimulating.
He's 55.
Is he?
He's in serious shape.
He looks better now than he did years ago. What did he used to be in?
Born
Identity. Jason Bourne?
Yeah, he's Jason Bourne.
Is that Born Identity?
Is it Born Identity? Why do I keep... Born movies. Hold on. What Born movies was Matt Damon in? Oh my God. Look, it just come up.
What?
Look, it just come up.
Show me. Oh my God. What porn movies?
What porn
oh,
movies?
Jesus.
I said, what porn?
That's because you were flat out the other night on...
So I'm going to just ask it what it said. I'm going to type yes, and then it's going to research it and tell me. Oh, look. Laughing emoji. I figured that was a speech to text mishap. What porn movies? So the Born Identity, Born Supremacy, Born Ultimatum, and Jason Bourne. So there's four movies. They're all very, very good. Very, very good. He's a good actor. And he's also in Ocean's 11, Terry. He's in Ocean's 11.
Yeah, remember him.
So sorry, one more thing.
That's all what we got up to so far this week. It's only Wednesday.
While we're on the movie scene, can we talk about for a second that poor Sam Neill passed away?
Yeah.
Dr.
Really
Alan Grant.
Like, that made me Alan Grant, Dave was our landlord.
I know that, but his name is...
It's not Alan Grant in the movie.
It is.
It's not.
Dr. Alan Grant.
Stop. That's hilarious. Come here. The hose ban.
Sorry, we're talking about Alan Grant here a second. That poor man died at the age of 70, 78,
I can't
76.
Believe, you know, he's in great nick for that age.
That's really sad.
It is really sad, isn't it? Really
do you know sad. He was born in Belfast?
Was he?
And but he's a Kiwi.
It's random.
Yeah, I just find it really sad because if you think about it, like...
That was our childhood.
Childhood movie, like, I just find it really sad that, like, that he passed away.
Yeah, it is. God, rest in peace.
And, you know, he was a huge part in...
oh my God, he was in Wicked.
He was in Wicked. No. You're thinking of your man Jeff that was in Wicked that played...
Do they look really similar?
No, they don't. Jeff got... I can't think of his name. Jeff is his name. He plays the wizard. Yeah, he's also in Jurassic Park, but...
Oh, which one's Dr. Alan Grant?
Oh my God, Terry.
Which one is that? Is he? He's the guy that he puts his finger in the water. Oh, I didn't know that. What part does he... I thought it was the other fella.
No.
I thought it was No, I didn't know that. I thought it was the other fella. Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, so you're glad it was him now?
I thought it was the professor from... That
no.
Was yeah, that's who I thought died.
No.
Well, then what was
he? He was also in Peaky Blinders, Terry.
That's why I was like, oh God, he looks great for his age.
He was in Peaky Blinders.
I fully thought that was the other fella.
Oh my God.
That's mad.
Sam Neill, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Terry.
I don't know why, but I thought it was someone else. Right.
Do you remember him in Peaky Blinders?
Mm-hmm.
Look.
I do. Yeah. That's really sad.
Yeah. You're thinking of Jeff.
Yeah. I thought that was him. Anyway, will we move on?
Yeah, sorry. You were talking about the water ban. a touchy subject for some people. It won't be touchy for me because I won't be turning my water off. That's for sure. That is for sure. I spend enough money and time to keep our garden alive.
But you have to.
No, I don't have to do. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything.
You will be.
No, I won't be.
Yeah, you will.
And as also as another source, I was chatting to the neighbours about was that 300 metres away from our front door is a river. If I have to go down and connect a hose to that and suck the water out of that to water my garden, I'll do that.
But basically there's a hose ban now for 6 weeks. So you can't water your flowers, you can't fill up pools, you can't basically do anything. And they're relying on neighbours to report each other. And it's a sick... David told me this. Hold on, I'm going to have to chat GPT. I'm going to have to fact check it. We need someone to be fact checking things in the background.
Yeah, we need someone. We'll call somebody by the name of Brian in the back.
Doesn't ChatGPT use loads of water? Doesn't AI use loads of water?
Yes. Data centers.
Okay, so due to the prolonged hot, dry weather and very high water demand, Ishka Ireland has issued a water conservation order for a number of areas in Ireland. The current order is due in for 6 weeks, although it could be lifted earlier, extended depending on water supplies. The ban applies to Dublin, South Tipperary, parts of Kildare, parts of Meath, parts of Wicklow and parts of Wexford. During the ban, you are not allowed to use a hose pipe for non-essential activities such as watering gardens, lawns, washing private cars, vans or boats, filling paddling pools or swimming pools, or topping up ornamental fountains or similar water
features. Ordered a water fountain. Look at it.
Yes, the water conservation order is legally enforced. Ishka Ireland says it will focus on encouraging people to comply voluntarily. However, if someone repeatedly or seriously breaches the ban, they face enforcement with a fixed payment notice that can be €125, and if a case is prosecuted in the courts, the maximum fine is €5,000. So there you have it, folks. You can't water anything. Everything has to die in your garden now. All that money that you invested into your garden is going to die, and our government just can't get its shit together.
Exactly.
When it comes to things like this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Our government is incapable of planning ahead.
Here's something, Terry.
That's done.
What happened from the month of October last year till January?
Rained.
It rained for over 90 days.
90 days.
Right?
And we've run out of water.
Those reservoirs were overflown.
Were they?
Yes.
Well, they need to make more reservoirs.
No. Because they can't even make a fucking hospital. They can't even dig a hole.
Okay, I'm not getting into this.
You're already into it.
They've used
a word salad. They've added shit into a salad and put through it all these
a
big...
A word salad?
Yes.
David!
Right? They've used it all. And then in the middle of it, they go, we're going to be encouraging people. Because they're not allowed to threaten us. And come here. Here's what I will comply with.
Are all going to report you, David, when you're out watering your flowers.
I know.
And you're going to end up in prison.
So I'm going from one prison to another.
You're going to prison. Stockholm Syndrome. Public service announcement. David is going to go to prison. He's going to fall in love with the prison guards there. And he's going to stay there for the rest of his life.
Great.
He's going to prison because he keeps watering his flowers.
Here's what I will comply with. See the likes of filling up a paddling pool. I won't be doing that because that's silly. But keeping my plants and my grass alive, and that's what I will be doing.
And the trees.
And the trees.
You put into your garden.
They think I only landed on this planet yesterday.
David, you have to. Don't worry, everybody. I won't be letting them do any of that. I'll be keeping them from watering everything. We'll be complying with the hose ban because we're good citizens and we're going to do what we're told. And
I'll be sending them an invoice for Jones's Garden Centre to replace all my plants.
Anyway, that's this week's episode of 10 Down with Terry and David. What have we talked about this week? Absolutely nothing. David's going to end up in prison. That's all I know.
We're going to finish this off by saying, come on, Argentina. Come on, Argentina.
Yeah. Well,
by the time this comes out, it's going to be the final. Come on, Argentina.
Who is going to win? I swear to God. If basically we've been invited over to our friend's house, but they're English. And if England and Spain are in the final, I'm not going.
I'm turning up with an Irish jersey.
I'm not going because I don't want to be cheering on another team in their house. That's rude.
There they go. Bye, everybody.
Bye.